WFIR, Roanoke, Virginia. WFIR, good morning. It's 12:09 with Pat Garrett and Beatles music until 5 o'clock this morning. This was the title track from the Magical Mystery Tour album. We've got all kinds of Beatles music. If there's anything by the Beatles in the whole world you want to hear, call me up, except I went off and left the White Album at home, so I don't have the White Album, but I think I've got everything else that they did. If there's anything you want to hear, you call me up and I'll see if I can get it on for you. Stick around. We have got Beatles albums to give away all night long. Well, 1296 WFIR, Pat Garrett and the Beatles. 96 WFIR, the Beatles from Abbey Road come together. Roanoke weather clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow by late afternoon or this evening at a high today near 30. Snow tonight changing to sleet or freezing rain. Then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s, high Saturday in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation near 0% through this morning. 30 today, 80 tonight, 21 at FIR. They're gonna put... 96 WFIR with the Beatles from Revolver and For No One. 12:20 at 96 WFIR. I thought since I was playing Beatles songs for everybody else that I'd throw on a Beatles song for my girlfriends. Here's George. WFIR with Pat Garrett on a Beatles evening, reminding you that you may donate a unit of life-saving blood Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Red Cross Blood Center, 350 West Luck Avenue, or Tuesday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. This one's for all my pals up in Salem. 96 WFIR with the Beatles. It's 12:25 with Pat Garrett, and I've got a Beatle album for the first person that can tell me the exact location the Beatles were when they recorded this song.
Rosetta.
Moving ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.
96 WFIR, we got a winner in that contest. It was Sam Oakey at Ferrum College, and he told me correctly that that song was recorded on top of the Apple Records building. See, what they did was they went up on top of the building and set up all their equipment and started giving a concert one day. That was part of the Let It Be movie, if you were there and saw that. And they locked the doors so the cops couldn't get up there and everything. It's really good. 96 WFIR with Pat Garrett and another Beatles album for the first person that'll call me up and tell me on the Yesterday and Today album, what time is it on Ringo's watch? 96 WFIR and it's 22 minutes to 1 o'clock with Pat Garrett. Had a winner on my contest. I'm going to get her name or his name or whoever's name it is off the phone and I'll get that to you in just a second. 96 WFIR from Sgt. Pepper and the Beatles fixing a hole. It's 20 minutes to 1 on my clock. And on Ringo's watch, it was 18 minutes till 3 on the Yesterday and Today album. You see, what the trick to that was you had to look at it the way that Ringo would look at it when it was on his wrist. And Rhonda Ollie of Roanoke did that, and she just won a Beatle album. You all stick around because I'll have more Beatle albums to give away as the night progresses. 96 WFIR with the Beatles. All you need is love and a little bit of cash doesn't hurt. It's 15 minutes to 1 with Pat Garrett. And while I was playing that record, I had another guy call me up, Dickie Kegley of Tinker Creek Lane, and he told me that on the Yesterday and Today album that the print was done from a negative picture. And so that would blow the fact that it was 18 to 3 on Ringo's watch. I guess that would make it
that was a negative picture, I guess that would make it about 10:20, I guess. So just because he called me in with that, I gave him a Beatle album, too. And you stick around for your chance. It's coming up right here on WFIR. The weather for the valley, clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow by late afternoon or evening at a high today near 30. Snow possible tonight, changing to sleet or freezing rain, then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s. High Saturday in the mid-30s. The chance of precipitation near 0% tonight or through this morning, 30% today, and 80% later on this evening. 21 degrees now at 96 WFIR, 15 to 1.
Hey Jude.
96 WFIR from the Hey Jude album. The Hey Jude song from the Beatles at 9 to 1 with Pat Garrett. And a few minutes ago, my friend, sidekick, and faithful companion through all of this, through all these years, Steve Finnegan called me up and told me that out of the goodness of his heart, later on this evening, or this morning rather, he's going to bring me his own personal copy of the White Album. So we're going to have that to play for you, things off there a little bit later on. And I said, well, Steve, you know, since you're nice enough to do that, what's your favorite Beatles song? And he said, well, Pat, to be frank with you, my favorite song is Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Joan was quizzical, studied by the fit.
96 WFIR with Pat Garrett, and more of this great music by the Beatles coming up after CBS News. WFIR 108 with Pat Garrett and the Beatles special, and it's time to give away another Beatles album. Let's see how fast the phones light up. There they go. Yes, sir, there are still people out there. This one's easier than the other ones have been. I want to know who the Beatles' first manager was. All right. 96 WFIR is 12 minutes after 1 with Pat Garrett, and I got a winner on that one really fast. All right, one of my friends from Salem, Kevin Real, called me up and told me that Brian Epstein was the first manager the Beatles had. All right, I'm fair. Okay, for you more hardened Beatles fans out there, who was the Beatles' second manager? All right. WFIR 115 with Pat Garrett and the Beatles from Hey Jude and Revolution. And I just had a girl named Beth Toady call me up and tell me that the Beatles' second manager was Alan Klein. That's Alan Klein. He was the manager that, after Brian died, I believe it was about a year, I might be wrong, I believe it was about a year or so later that they got Alan Klein. And an interesting story went along with that in that John, George, and Ringo all wanted Alan Klein to be the manager, but Paul wanted somebody else to be the manager of the Beatles. He did not want Alan Klein to be the manager of the Beatles. Paul had somebody else, all his own in mind, that he wanted to be the manager of the Beatles, and if you can tell me who that was, I'll give you an album, all right? That one's a pretty hard one. But if you can think of who that was, call me up and I'll give you a Beatles album for it. It's 117 now at WFIR. The weather for the valley, clear and much colder tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Or rather, clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow by late afternoon or evening at a high near 30. Snow tonight, changing to sleet or freezing rain, then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s. High Saturday in the mid-30s. The chance of precipitation near 0% all the way through this morning, increasing to 30% today and 80% tonight. It's now 19 degrees minus 7 Celsius on a night with Beatles music at WFIR. Until 5 o'clock this morning, and I thought I had everybody stumped on that one. I sat there and thought of that question for a long time, and I thought, well, nobody's going to know the answer to this, but Dickie Kegley, the guy that called me up earlier and told me about the Yesterday and Today album cover, called me up again and told me that the guy Paul wanted to have manage the Beatles was Linda's father, Paul's father-in-law, George Eastman, so he gets another one. Mm-hmm. 96 WFIR 125 with Michelle from the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. Good morning, I'm Pat Garrett, and I'm going to have Beatle albums to give away to all of you guys and girls all night long. And right now, I have to read you a reminder here. There will be a donkey basketball game at Breckenridge Junior High School this Friday night. Tonight at 7:30 p.m., tickets will be available at the door. The game is sponsored by the school's PTA.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
96 WFIR with the Beatles from the Abbey Road album. That was most of side two, and there were about four or five songs in there. If you want to know what any particular one of them was, give me a call. But I think most of you Beatles fans probably know what most of all of those songs were, so I'm not going to sit here and repeat them all to you. It's 18 minutes till 2 o'clock with Pat Garrett, and I've still got a ton of albums to give away down here, so I'm going to give away an album for a pretty easy question to give some of you other people that haven't won one yet a chance. So this is a pretty easy Beatles trivia question. What town were they all born in? Call me up, 981-9325. 96 WFIR, the Beatles, When I'm 64. It's 15 minutes till 2 o'clock, and Dan Wright of Roto called me up and told me Liverpool was the town all the Beatles were from. If you were trying and you didn't get in on that one, keep sitting there because I've got a lot more Beatles albums to give away, and I'll have the weather forecast for the Valley after this.
When a winter storm... For continuous information.
Okay, the weather forecast for the Roanoke Valley at 1:45. Clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow by late afternoon or evening at a high today near 30. Snow tonight changing to sleet or freezing rain and then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s and a high Saturday in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation near 0% through this morning, 30 today and 80% tonight. 21 degrees at 96 WFIR. I've been playing a lot of the later Beatles music. Thought I'd play something from their earlier years for you. 96 WFIR. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Guess who's here? Come on in. Come on in. Steve just arrived, and he's got the Sergeant, or the White Album
White
with him. What did you bring along?
Writing all over it.
The White Album. Gee, it's got writing all over it. It isn't white anymore.
Oobla-dee-oobla-da.
Oh,
another
right.
Revolution.
I guess that means now we've got just about all of them down here.
I believe we have got everything except a couple import albums.
Yeah, I believe we have just about everything.
Anyway.
Yeah, look at all these albums I still got left to give away. Good heavens. Believe this, huh?
Can I win one?
Gee, I don't know if you can win one or not, but you can help me think of some ways to give them away. All right. Okay. 96 WFIR with Pat Garrett and Steve Finnegan back there. What are you doing? Are you
getting up.
This
is coming up later this morning sometime on Can I Get a Witness News, where you will hear about 60 years ago last Monday, workers and residents in Boston's North End heard several sharp explosions.
What were they?
It was followed by a low rumble is what it was.
What
and the Bostonians
that?
Turned to see a 50-foot brown wave bearing down on them from Boston Harbor. A molasses tidal wave, 50 feet tall, killed 21 people.
And we're going to have details and all that neat stuff on Can I Get a Witness News. I'm doing that now at 2:30 in the morning, so everybody hang around. All right.
Yeah.
We still got to figure out some ways to give away these albums.
Oh, we'll think of something.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? We'll be right back.
about recently?
Do not answer that at all. It's 11 minutes after 2 at 96 WFIR with Pat Garrett.
And Steve Finnegan.
And the Beatles until 5 o'clock this morning. And what we've done to give a Beatle album away is, okay, now stop breaking your necks running for your phones, because we've put the phone lines on hold at 981-9325.
So all you'll get is a busy signal.
That's right. But what are we going to do in the middle of the record?
Somewhere during the middle of the record, the lines are going to be taken off hold.
Yes, and we're going to take, which caller should we take?
Number five after the lines go off hold. So
this will give all you guys, you know, that aren't sitting right by your phones a chance to get in on this and win an album. So just sit back.
And you might be a winner.
Yes, sir. We're taking the fifth caller after we take the phones off of hold, which could be during this record.
Maybe the next one.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? The next one. Who knows?
Okay. Not too long, though.
We're going to play I Feel Fine off the Beatles 65 album. It might be interesting to tell everybody that this starts out, you know, with that guitar note that goes boom, one, it feeds back.
Yes. And what happened?
Well, they didn't mean to leave that in there.
They made a mistake and they left it on the album.
You know, what happened? I read somewhere that George hit the note and then he stepped in front of his amplifier and it fed back, and they said, oh, what the heck?
Ted Nugent concert.
Really? Except I don't think George puts his car in neutral and dances on top of the car when he hears the Rolling Stones Ted does. But he stepped in front of his amp and it fed back, and they went ahead and played the song, and they thought it sounded good, so they left it in there. WFIR, the Beatles, and I Feel Fine. We still haven't even taken them off of hold yet.
Ha, ha, ha. For all you people who are sitting there pushing the button.
Driving you guys crazy, but we're going to do that in just a few minutes whenever we get around to it. Now, everybody's got an equal chance to win one of these this way. All right. The weather for the valley, clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow later in the afternoon or in the evening, and a high today near 30 degrees. Snow tonight, changing to sleet or freezing rain, then rain Saturday with a low Friday night tonight in the 20s, high Saturday in the mid-30s. The chance of precipitation, I'll keep on singing, it makes it much more winter-like. It sets the mood, kind of. The chance of precipitation is near 0% through this morning, 30% today, and 80% tonight. The season to be jolly is already over.
Well, they just took the Christmas decorations down in the mall last week.
That's true, they did, but they're a little behind times, and I guess they were putting them up early.
I think what happened is they just forgot to pay the maintenance men for Christmas, so they just didn't do it until they got, you know, even big shopping centers get behind on their Christmas bills, so don't feel bad.
Yes, that's true. Christmas is the time of the year when you pay for this year's presents with next year's money.
That's right.
Well, you were singing Deck the Halls, but that's a Christmas carol, but one of our Jewish friends that we know is saying there's a Hanukkah carol to that same tune, only it goes Deck the Halls with Matzah Balls. That's the one I just played. This is the one I wanted to do. I knew that was bound to happen sooner or later.
You're a professional, too.
Thank you. A bad little kid moved into my neighborhood. I'm an employee, not a talent. He won't do nothing right. All right, we got a winner. Finally, we decided to take the phones off the hook. Quit dropping that confetti in the microphone.
I'm sorry.
I can't see what I'm saying. Who won?
We had a winner from Southwest Roanoke, name of Dean Arnold, who is lucky caller number five, as we got finally around to taking the buttons off of hold.
Yeah, we'll have to do that again.
I'll tell you, my hands were getting so tired holding on to those three lines in two hands. It was ridiculous.
You need to go see Jack LaLanne or Artie or somebody and build up your muscles in your arms sometime.
That's right.
It's 19 after 2 at WFAR. What the heck? Let's go ahead and read the PSA. Here is a tax tip for energy-saving homeowners. The Division of Energy can tell you what's included in tax credits for homeowners under the National Energy Act. For complete information, dial the toll-free Energy Hotline, and that number is 1-800-552-3831, and ask for the Energy Packet.
You say you will...
3296 WFIR on a Beatles request morning. And if you want to hear one, call me up at 981-9325.
960 Winter Watch on WFIR Radio for continuous information.
This is a little different than normal, but it's 2:34 on 96 WFIR. I am Pat Garrett.
And I'm Steve Finnegan.
And we have the Can I Get a Witness News. A Missouri man is...
Oh,
I thought you were... Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make you yell.
Thank you. Can I Get a Witness News?
Yes,
Dateline.
Dateline, January 19th. It's Dolly Parton's birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Dolly. Call me up if you're listening. Come on down if you're in town. The Missouri man is credited with clearing 150 miles of road and several driveways in Marys County, Missouri, but he's also been charged with felony theft. The prosecutor in nearby Phelps County says the man is accused of stealing a state highway truck with a plow to move the snow.
The federal government has a new toll-free fraud hotline. It will take calls from the public on rip-offs or misspending by any federal department or agency. The hotline set up by the General Accounting Office can be reached at 800-424-5454.
Well, dissident farmers have rolled across the country's midsection with their second tractorcade to Washington. The members of the American Agriculture Movement mounted on tractors and driving pickups and campers are warning the war is on with politicians who ignore their pleas for help.
A conductor on a Philadelphia commuter train recently refused to accept Dora Strive's reduced fare ticket. It was for use by senior citizens during the non-rush hours. Rush hour was over, but the train Mrs. Strive boarded was a rush hour train running late. The conductor called the police to remove the elderly woman. The police never showed, and the train with Mrs. Strive on board finally left the station. Conrail apologizes to Mrs. Strive and the 300 commuters who were late for work.
Well, whoever thought of naming a person Speaker? Well, it seems the South Dakota House of Representatives...
Did you hear about his brother and sister, Woofer and Tweeter?
I didn't know about them. It doesn't say, tell anything about them here, but the House of Representatives in South Dakota thought of it about 40 years ago when a son was born to the Speaker at that time, George Mickelson. It passed a resolution saying the child should be named for his father's job, so it was named George Speaker Mickelson. And now his name has come true. He's the new Speaker of the South Dakota House of Representatives.
100 people and two dogs may have defective batteries in their implanted pacemakers. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning to doctors that five brands of pacemakers using the same type of batteries may fail. There have been no reports of failures yet, but the FDA alerted doctors to keep watch for any signs of problems and you vets.
Colorado is a long way from any ocean, but the state soon may be known for its oysters. A construction of an oyster-growing plant is nearing completion in Lamar, Colorado. James Kitchell, head of the Marine Nutritional Systems of Denver, says construction should be finished in March and production started by May. Kitchell hopes to raise oysters in artificially produced seawater and sell them to restaurants.
Grow, you sucker. What is a fairy?
I do not know.
That question is being presented to the Consumer Protection Council in Petersburg, England. It's all because of an irate father who says there were no fairies on a Santa special train last Christmas. He says an ad had said there'd be pixies, elves, and fairies helping Santa give presents to the kids who took the train ride. But the father says he didn't see anyone with wings or a wand, and he says both are requirements of fairies in good standing. The dictionary, by the way, does not say fairies have to have wings or wands, but in any case, the council will decide the matter in a spell.
And I had that story yesterday morning, and in that edition of the story, one of the other passengers, it was mentioned, told the guy that maybe the reason he didn't see any fairies was because he didn't believe in them in the first place. Well, the Defense Department is circulating recommendations that the Navy drop gender references by removing the words he and she from its manuals and other written material. The talk on warships would also undergo radical changes if the recommendations are adopted. Not only would the ships have to be crewed instead of manned, I'm not going to touch it. it, but they would have sailors, staffs, and crew members instead of crewmen and seamen, and the ships would be referred to as it rather than their traditional she, and the Defense Department said it is not responsible for the recommendations, and a spokesman said the department is just passing along examples from the Department of Labor and the Commission of Civil Rights. Well, that's it for Can I Get a Witness News for this morning. I'm Pat Garrett.
And I'm Steve Finnegan.
Tune in again tomorrow morning at 2:30 for more news you can live without on Can I Get a Witness News. 96 WFIR 16 to 3 for you blue from Let It Be. The weather for the valley clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow late this afternoon or evening and a high today near 30. Snow tonight changing to sleet or freezing rain and then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s and a high Saturday in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation near zero through this morning. 30% today, 80% tonight, 17 degrees at 96 WFIR.
Oh, you've gone away this morning.
96 WFIR, this is Pat Garrett doing my imitation of Steve Finnegan. Isn't that good?
That's the girl what she wanted to be. Yeah.
11 minutes till 3 on 96 WFIR, and this time I'm Steve Finnegan doing my Garrett impersonation. 96 WFIR, that was from the White Album, and so is the next one. We're going to save that one for a little bit later. All right, it's 5 minutes till 3, and we're doing the same thing again that we did whenever we did it. We've got the lines on hold, and sometime in the record,
they're
we're going to take the lines off of hold, and what caller will
still
we take?
Flashing. I don't care.
What's your favorite number?
Well, you've got a let's take your jersey number.
No, it's only, that's double zero. That wouldn't work. No, they're already on hold. Okay, hey,
it's going to be 3 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be 3 o'clock, so when we take them off of hold, we'll take caller number 3.
Against the Shah in the streets of Iran's capital. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Friday is a Muslim holy day in Iran.
WFIR Radio, Roanoke, Virginia. Birthday. It's 9 minutes after 3 with Pat Garrett and Steve in the background singing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, dear Dolly.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, who won the contest?
The contest was won by
The album, you know.
The album.
You know.
Keith Stanley of New Springbridge Road, Southeast Roanoke, VA 24014 is the zip code down there.
Okay.
He was lucky caller 3.
Yes, we are going... let's try that again. We are going to be doing that some more, so don't go away.
You never know. We might just pick up the phone and give you an album.
You never know. Just really, we're doing all kinds of neat things to give these away, so, you know, expect the unexpected, you know. WFIR, it's 3:14, and the weather for the valley, excuse me, I've got to clear my throat. Thank you. It's going to be clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens, increasing cloudiness today with the chance of snow late this afternoon or this evening at a high today near 30, snow Friday night, changing to sleet or freezing rain, and then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s and a high Saturday in the mid-30s. The chance of precipitation near 0% through tonight, and currently it's 17 degrees. And 96 WFIR, and that is minus 7 Celsius. Volunteers. The winter months are here, and to keep the meals rolling, they need you to volunteer. So if you can devote 2 hours a week or even once a month, call the League of Older Americans today at 345-0451, extension 32. WFIR.
Taking caller number 5
at 981-9325
to win a Beatles album.
Is treating me bad.
96 FIR, caller number 5 is on the phone, and another winner of a Beatle album from WFIR.
96 WFIR with the Beatles from the Abbey Roads album. It's 21 minutes to 4 o'clock, and I'm Pat Garrett, and we had a winner on the contest. Kenny Shelton was the fifth caller at 981-9325. He's in Roanoke, and he won a Beatle album. We still got a few Beatle albums to give away yet, you know, up until 5 o'clock, so hang on in there for your chance to win a Beatles album on this special night of Beatles music here on WFIR.
When the news happens, WFIR is there.
96 WFIR, 14 to 4 with Pat Garrett. Weather forecast clear and much colder through this morning with morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow later this afternoon or this evening. A high today near 30 degrees. Snow tonight changing to sleet or freezing rain, and then rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s and a high Saturday in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation near zero through this morning, 30% today and 80% tonight. It's 17 degrees. At 96 WFIR. Out to be lethal. Be sure you're listening to this gripping drama of tension and suspense on the CBS Radio Mystery Theater with your host, E.G. Marshall, and guest Robert Dryden in Side Effects. That's tonight, 10.07 p.m. right here on 96 WFIR. 96 WFIR, 12 minutes after 4. Somebody caught up and wanted to hear this one. Music here on WFIR until 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we're going to play normal music, you know, like we play every day down here. The weather for the valley, clear and much colder through this morning with a morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow late this afternoon or evening. High today near 30. Snow possible tonight, and if we do have snow, it will change to sleet or freezing rain and then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s and a high Saturday in the mid-30s. The chance of precipitation near zero through this morning, increasing to 30% today and 80% tonight, and it's minus 7 degrees Celsius or 19 Fahrenheit at 96 WFIR.
You're gonna lose that girl.
96 WFIR, 417 with Pat Garrett, and a Beatles album to the second caller at 981-9325. 96 WFIR 425 with the Beatles. And while I've got you here, I'd like to remind you that tonight Covington takes on William Byrd, 7:25 p.m. Jerry is going to be there, and it's going to be right here on 96 WFIR. Tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, UVA versus Clemson at 12:40 p.m. And Saturday night, we get Jerry once again, Cave Spring at EC Glass. '27, '96 WFIR with the Beatles from Rubber Soul. That piano solo was George Martin, and what they did for that, they recorded it half that fast and one octave lower, and then they sped it up twice as fast so it would sound like a harpsichord.
On Public Issues, Monday through Saturday. The personal opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
From the Beatles' second album, You Can't Do That. It's 22 minutes till 5, and on WFIR Radio 96 today, Meet the Cook presents a pleasing poultry dish. Join host Alan Ludden and CBS Radio Food Family member Peg Ron as she makes savory chicken parmesan. It's a dinner delight that'll please the whole family. Listen here at 9:25 a.m. today for Meet the Cook on WFIR. 96 WFIR, 16 to 5. Roanoke Valley weather clear and much colder through this morning with morning low in the mid-teens. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of snow late this afternoon or this evening at a high today expected near 30 degrees. Snow tonight changing to sleet or freezing rain, then to rain Saturday with a low tonight in the 20s, high Saturday in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation near 0% through this morning, 30% today, 80% tonight. Currently 19 degrees, 7 Celsius. At WFIR. 96 WFIR 13:05 from Sergeant Pepper, Lovely Rita. Don't forget that this week the president of the Roanoke Education Association, Laban Johnson, joins Gene McNair for a discussion of a number of local issues that's on Newsmakers to be heard this week only at Saturday night instead of Sunday night, 11:15 on 96 WFIR. 96 WFIR, got to get you into my life.
WFIR. Here I stand, heading.
96 WFIR, 6 minutes till 5 o'clock with one more Beatles song coming up after the...
When a heart attack occurs, life-saving procedure.
FIR Radio, Roanoke, Virginia.
CBS News. Demonstrators jam the streets of Iran's major cities, warning the Shah to stay out of the country.